Perhaps not the performance you were hoping for, but definitely the result.
Yeah, I think that sums it up pretty well. There's no style points in the National Hockey League, so you have to, you know, go back and look at Edmonton's, not the Arizona game, but their two prior games. They're very, very similar. You know, they're battling hard on every puck, and they're not making anything easy. That being said, you know, we certainly didn't make it easy on ourselves with how we moved the puck. I thought was a real challenge for us tonight, 20 blocks, but end up scoring two the same way. You know, Mark Stewart did a real good job, great net front by Dustin Byfuglien, same with Matthew Perreault, and get the shots in the net with the right amount of traffic. Our goaltender was really good. Jacob Trouba was really good. Really pleased with Ben Chiarot. I think Charlie Huddy did a great job of recognizing what was going on back there. You know, bring a guy up and play him 21 minutes and because he had earned it and deserved it, having the confidence to do that. Liked most of Matthew Perreault's line. Seemed to have the same amount of energy. Mistakes are going to get made, but the same amount of energy from the start. They were consistent. They were ready to play. Other than that, it wasn't our best night. We'll take the win.
Pavlik said that he thought the first two goals against him were a little unlucky, and then he said he got some luck in the third when they hit the post, yep. But he was determined not to let them get a third goal, and that helped you, that kept you in.
It's the difference in the game. Goaltending in the third period, and he was the same way in Buffalo, the difference in the third period for us. And not that he was bad. I didn't think he was getting any of those breaks in the third period, the two previous losses at home, Detroit and St. Louis. So, yeah, the first one, you know, Troops was in on four goals tonight. The first one was off Jake, and a tough break, and the second one, I guess, as well. But that's there's some veteranness to Andrei Pavlik's game too. Now I think he is fighting hard and competing on those pucks. He made some big saves there to keep that game within one, gives a chance to win.
He talked tonight also about sharing the net with Michael to a certain degree, and he said, his quote, it would be a crime the way Michael's playing to not get him in there a little more often. That's a change from Andre. He wanted the net 75 times a year, but now he seems a little more comfortable with the sharing, and he said because it's winning.
And there it is, and I think he'd still love to have the net 75% of the time, but these guys all do respect performance. So he sits on that bench and he watches Mike play, and he knows that Mike's played exceptionally well. I mean, I'm not trying to fit Mike into the right games anymore. It's both have played so well. Whoever we started tonight was the right choice. And I felt that way about our goaltending probably from Chicago out. We've gotten very solid, very consistent goaltending all year.
Paul, as you know, a lot has been made about the home record, record against the West. Big month ahead. How important was it to start off strong against Edmonton, a team that's struggled?
Well, this was the game, you know, that were most that had a lot of things working against you in terms of the setup, and we found a way to win it. So I'm not going to over. It's important that we play well at home, and at the end of the day, the bulk of your games are in the Western Conference, and those are the teams that you're competing with. So you've got to find a way to win all of them, win your share of them, and the home and road thing is a number right now. There's nothing for me to it other than we played more road games and played well on the road, and we've played better hockey at home here than we did tonight and lost games. So we just have to keep getting better.
You mentioned earlier today that you're concerned about the break in between games. Do you feel that had a factor in the game, or was it?
Yeah, it had a factor in the game tonight. Certainly not an excuse for our performance. We get paid to handle those things. We're hopeful that the rest will pay off as we get back into every second night now for a little bit. But I didn't think, well, we clearly didn't move the puck with any ease out there tonight. And that sometimes that rust comes, you see that after a break.
Do you feel like that game was won again on compete?
They stayed in it, right? So part of that compete then at times just your goaltender out competing the other team. But they stayed in it. So the bench was quiet. They were feeling it a little bit, I think, but they stayed in it. So we didn't win as many puck battles as we have I know people are down on the Edmonton Oilers, but they played as hard as I've seen them play. And they gave everything they had, and they competed on pucks, and they would be proud. That's a game. If you're walking off the other bench and you're not sitting on the record that they're sitting on in the last 11 games, you're pretty proud of your team's road effort. They played hard, played smart, and that's the National Hockey League.